You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Early morning, Saturday. Birds are calling out my name and they're telling me to leave my bed. Drink a coffee for my head. Cereal and radio. Mr. Sun saying hello. And I pick some clothes from my wardrobe. Get the bike from out the shed. Let the wheels go round and round. I'm pulling up at your house. And I say nervously, come and take a ride with me.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Arabasco Users Group radio show on 3CR. Community radical radio broadcasting from Narang, Melbourne, Australia. We're proud to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, traditional owners of the land from which we transmit people-powered radio. And thank you to Democracy Now! For the last hour of current affairs. My name's Chris, and Yarrabosco Users Group Radio, a show about bikes, cycling, advocacy, adventures, all manner of stuff. And today we're going to be coming in on the advocacy end of the show's content. And we've had a little inadvertent break for about a month, so thank you. We're back. And today I'm going to have two guests on the show. I have Alex and Angelica talking about issues in Moreland Road. And it's pretty disconcerting to get into what this issue is. It was going back a fortnight ago. A person was killed, I think it was 24th of August, walking their bike along there, or we'll get to the actual details, but at this point in time, unless I stand to be corrected, neither the vehicle or the driver has been found. And we're going to be talking about some broader issues to do with Moreland Road today. Anyway, some positive stuff that probably links in with what I've just talking about. Is that there's been some, just bring this up because the beautiful Faraday cage of this studio, Victoria's brought in new speed zoning policy, which enables your local council to create 30 kilometre zones. Now, it's really good stuff because you might remember, or if you don't, I'll just give you a slight refresher. Back in around about 2018, there was Yarra Loves 30 campaign or local campaign kicked off, and there was a whole bunch of iterations of this and trials, you know, in the Fitzroy and Collingwood area, and now it's become state policy against some interesting feedback and criticism. I remember interviewing a couple of locals on the show back and around about that time, but more recently I can't remember which was Assistant Commissioner or Commissioner of Police. Well, I was criticising the 30k kind of guidelines or, you know, speed limit as unenforceable. But if you spend any time around, you really can't do over 30. And really, we're trying to build in, not take out, build in better kind of, you know, street environment where you don't hoon down the street. You don't create, you know, people's behaviour in vehicles don't create situations where you feel uninvited or unwelcome in your own environment. And a whole bunch of things. I mean, you know, I don't really want to get into, you know the thing that you see constantly of the diagram or the thing of, like, you know, hitting objects or people at different speeds and the, you know, chance of injury or death. No. Let's get on to something positive, and I just went off a little bit of a reel there, but this is actually good guidelines. Invariably, with most things, it's a guideline. So, yeah, it's kind of like Osroads, you know, the things, it's like it's a suggestion for the rest of the states to pick up. Anyway, after the break, I'm going to be playing a bit of audio from a direct action that Alex did about a week and a half ago up on Moreland Road. And then I'm going to go into an interview with Alex and Angelica about what's happening with that area and further actions.
Want to become a socially progressive podcaster but don't know where to start?
3CR has a wealth of podcasting knowledge and experience, and we've developed a practical podcast training course to help community voices get into the world of podcasting.
Our two-day in-station course is perfect for new podcasters or people who want to improve their skills and get some insider tips.
Enroll now for our October podcast course.
Full details at 3cr.org.au/podcast services.
Or call the station during business hours on 03 9419 8377.
Enroll now for our October podcast course.
I feel really compelled to do more about the recent death of a cyclist on Moreland Road near Murdoch Street, I think it was, in Coburg. I'm going to go to the site, hold some signs up, tape some signs to poles in memory of fellow cyclist who I did not know, but he's me, I'm him, he's everyone, we are him, in his memory. I'm about to wrap up now. It's 4:20. I just want to say thank you to some of the people that reached out to my post on Instagram who were positive and encouraging. Thank you. There are a couple of people who stopped by, random cyclists and other members of the community. Thank you to all the people who are tooting their horns and giving me the thumbs up. Thank you. Stop killing cyclists. I will try and be back here. Corner and Moreland Road and 5th Avenue. I'll try and be back again tomorrow. I'll post about it, but it'll be sick to see more people join in. So thank you very much.
And on the line today, I have Alex and Angelica talking about what's happening on Moreland Road. Angelica, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. I'm actually sitting in the sun, so it is quite nice. Sunshine.
Okay. I think I'm just trying to do the thing with two lines here. So I'll speak to you first and then I'll bring Alex in. Okay. So do you want to speak to what happened?
So there have been two deaths in the past couple of months along Moreland Road of people either on their skateboard or walking with their bike. And this has been a long-term issue speaking out about for quite a while. For a safe pedestrian crossing right near the IGA around Queen Street for years now. When you drive down, walk down, or ride your bike, you know that the infrastructure there is not safe.
Yep.
There are two deaths in the past few months is just too many, and we need to make it safe for everybody that uses that road.
And Alex did an action. Do you want to speak to a bit about what's happening with the petition?
Yeah, of course. So with the petition, a couple of friends and I, we started that up and the Instagram page Safer, Safe Moreland Road Now. And so we thought that this is an action that the state government needs to take. We need them to reduce the speed limit, put in some protected bike lanes, more signalised crossings, really give that whole road an upgrade so it's safe for all of us to use. So if you Google Moreland Road petition and then State Parliament of Victoria, it will come up. We've cracked 200 online signatures. We've got a bunch in person on paper, but really encouraging people to sign that and send a clear message to the state government that lives are at risk, and they have been, and we have seen the fatalities every day that they don't take action.
Yeah, that's... I'm just having a little bit of trouble trying to bring Alex in on the line here, but do you want to speak to a little bit to the action that he did?
Yes. Yeah, it was actually sheer coincidence. I was driving past and saw Alex with his vigil, with his protest on the corner of Moreland Road there. and I think it was Fifth Street, and he had his placards there and really just saying that we need protected bike infrastructure. No one else should have to die going about their day and have that fear in their lives. So, yeah, I just pulled over and had a chat with him, and he's taken up to protesting there once or twice a week and really raising awareness of the fact that we need structural changes along this road, and it's been really scary for far too long.
Okay. I'm just going to see if I can bring Alex in now. Hello. Alex, are you there? Do you want to talk a bit about what you did last Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. So when I heard the news about that cyclist who unfortunately lost their life after the hit and run, I felt quite upset about it, as I'm sure a lot of people might have. And on that Monday afternoon, I went and laid some flowers, or I taped some flowers for a pole. And on the Thursday, I went back with some signs very last minute. So three signs, one of them said, stop killing cyclists. The other one said, paint is not infrastructure. And the other one said, protected bike lanes now. And I just went on the corner of Moreland Road and Fifth Street, and just held the signs up, took up some bit of space on the footpath. And it was mostly positive reactions. So had some drivers toot their horns at me, you know, give me a thumbs up. Some cyclists stopped by and had a quick chat. People like Angelica kindly stopped and had a chat with me. It was great. So it was nice to see that kind of positive reaction. But I have some negative reactions, which I guess I kind of expected, but it highlights the problem. So, for example, I had a couple of drivers slow down, put their windows down, give me their finger, their middle finger. I had a passenger in a truck slow down, put his window down, and yell at me in response to my sign I was holding up that said, stop killing cyclists. He said, start paying Regen and then we'll think about it. I just had a lot of other drivers just slow down, put their windows down, and just yell things at me. So it highlights that, yeah, there needs to be a change in terms of infrastructure, but what really needs to happen is a holistic approach to it, where it's not just about infrastructure, but it's also about the education and the culture around driving and sharing cyclists in Australia.
Yeah, and it also kind of comes into a bit of an Australian culture, and also a bit of a more contemporary one of, if I rip on you or get into cringe culture, I can, you know, I'm just saying very generally here, of just disregard that someone's right to, share the streets safely. Yeah. It gets into some pretty ridiculous areas, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really absurd, and it's sad, really, that there is that kind of train of thought that exists. Where it, in theory, could be a much nicer way to coexist by just not having an issue with someone else, riding a bike, you know?
And how did you hear about this person's death, like a fortnight ago? You know, did you...
So I think I saw an article on Instagram that popped up. When I read about it, it was pretty intense. Like, the fact that it was a hit and run that the police have alleged that the cyclist was standing in the bike lane as well, that it happened at not such a late hour.
No, it was about 6 p.m., wasn't it?
Yeah, so there was still a bit of light out at that time. And then I probably shouldn't have, but I did see some online news articles that had video footage of the car driving off. And that sound is brutal. Just hearing that crunch of metal and knowing that there was someone, a human there.
Yeah,
in that wreckage.
And the thing that I find very disconcerting is that, like, a fortnight, and I think Angelica just touched upon this, that neither the car nor the person has been found. And has the actual person who was killed been named yet, or...?
The actual victim, unfortunately, I am not aware if they've been named or identified as yet. would love to know if anyone out there knows who this person is. I'd love to know who it was, as I'd like to put up a little memorial up there. A ghost bike is what they call it.
Yep.
And as to the perpetrator, yeah, apparently they have still not been found. There's been an identification of what kind of vehicle it was, but that's it so far. Unfortunately, they're still not found. And if that's your friend, your mate, your family member who drove off, and you know that their car's there, please report it, because someone has lost their life over this.
Yeah. I'm just going to pop you on hold. Can you just please hold the line? And I'm just going to go back to Angelica if she's still there.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to just have you on hold like that. It's just technical stuff. Is there anything you'd like to add in terms of, have the police found anybody yet? Because I was just speaking to Alex about this. Mm. Or the person's been identified, I think.
Look, I'm not aware of any update on that front. I've just been reading what's been published in the news. But I guess the part of it as well, though, is that that person could have been any of us. Walking or riding in that bike lane, in that painted bike lane, that could have been any of us at any moment. So it's just really stressing the fact that things need to change. There also needs to be that top-level leadership around driver behaviour, around infrastructure, because as Alex had on his sign, paint is an infrastructure, and we see that constantly.
And there's also that level of depersonalisation that's coming in here. McMurland Road is very wide. I used to live in the area. I have no real comprehension of how that area is being utilised at the moment, you know, because you've had the changes to the rail line and stuff there. Is you getting more throughput through there, more fast traffic, that sort of thing?
People are driving incredibly quickly along Moreland Road, especially when it... when there's like the hills and the dips and the lanes kind of change their positioning, people drive so quickly and it's 60 all the way, which to me doesn't make sense because you've got little shopping strips kind of along the way. And as you head to the station at Sydney Road, you see people make dangerous choices all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me if people were going above and beyond the speed limit and it is always busy at that road.
Yeah, and you're a councillor on Marybeck Council. Have you seen the new speed zoning policy that's come in the last week or so as a guideline for local councils?
So I'm not actually a councillor anymore. That's okay. I was on last term of council. I haven't seen those guidelines in detail, but in my time over the past 4 years, we had so many residents reaching out to us about the safety issues. That's pedestrian crossing near the IGA. And council was on board and trying to push for those changes. But really, we needed the leadership from the state government to actually put some money in and make those changes.
Mm. Yeah, because going back to what I was saying in the intro, those things started, the trial started in Yarra in 2018. Yes. And now it's become state policy. But again, it's a guideline for councils to... There's got these arterial streets, so the next one on from, you know, probably the 30K sort of thing. There's got to be some leadership here because we've, you know, broader thing here. We've seen some the road toll in the last 30 days. And, it's like, you pick things up when you're just in, you're doing something else and you hear about those two young women in Craigieburn trying to rescue an injured kangaroo. Yes. And it's like, you just have to... You freeze. It's just like this is kind of like almost like a horror that we've internalised and accepted.
Yes, exactly. And I think we've become quite used to thinking about our roads and our streets in terms of how can somebody driving a car, and the cars are getting bigger and bigger, how can somebody driving a car get to their end point as quickly as possible? And actually, like, our streets should be for people. How can we enjoy our streets? How can we make them places where we want to talk to our neighbours, we want to go for a walk or ride our bike? So I think it needs a real structural shift in how we think about our streets, our roads, our neighbourhoods. And it needs to come from both the grassroots, and that's what our community's been calling out for, but we also need that leadership to change our attitudes and the infrastructure that we have that's making it harder for people to walk and ride.
Yeah, because we've just kind of, it's like incrementally we've given up. I'm talking collectively we in terms of decision makers, and because there's, you know, pushback because now car is seen as like an extension of people in personality and, you know, psychological sort of things. Again, a very broad brush. And it's just this thing of like, we can't untangle it. Oh, yes, we can. And anything in closing would you say is positive?
Pardon?
Just in closing, so before I swing back to Alex, just a positive note you want to end on.
Really just to end on the fact that we need structural change, we need leadership. And so, yeah, if you Google Moreland Road petition, State Parliament of Victoria, please sign our petition, share the word around. Nobody should lose their lives going about their day.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time today, Angelica.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And back to you, Alex. What would you like to speak about, like, in the last part of this conversation? Like, do you want to... Let's speak to the practicalities. This, the vehicle and the driver have not been found. It was an Audi Q5 or Q3?
Yeah, like a luxury SUV, apparently light colour, maybe white in colour, an Audi, like you said, Q-something.
I've got the model here. I can put it into the podcast description.
Yeah, but that car will have significant damage to the driver's side front end. And yet they haven't found the driver as yet, and they haven't identified the victim as yet, which is it's really sad on both fronts because, as Angelica mentioned, that cyclist is all of us. It's me, it's you, it's our friend, it's our mate, it could be anyone. And it's just absolutely sad that someone had to lose their life in this way whilst in the bike lane, doing absolutely nothing wrong just for coexisting, you know?
Yeah,
I do want to touch on like a little statistic here that in 2024, there were 38 cyclist fatalities in Australia in total. 12 of those were in Victoria alone. And that figure around 38 per year hasn't changed in 20 years. There's no decline. So it shows that whatever's happening, the current interventions are clearly not sufficient. There needs to be change. And there's also other data that shows the likelihood of fatality of a car traveling at 60 k's per hour as a explicit likelihood of fatality or pedestrian is 95%, which is high. And then if you then bring that down to 30 k's per hour, there's a 10% likelihood of fatality. At 40 k's an hour, there's a 30% likelihood of fatality. So the studies are there, the data is there. There are ways we can make a change. There are ways, but it's a holistic approach.
And we've got a battle. I always use the term we because I just don't want to kind of make, you know, anything. But we're actually battling against selfishness here, aren't we?
Yeah, so I was listening to you speak with Angelica before when you mentioned that, and I spoke to myself and I said, too hard basket.
Mm.
You know, like all the policy makers, it's too hard basket for them because it's just been the way it is for a number of years, and what's the point of changing? Because I suppose for them, it comes down to the funding, putting that much money into those kind of projects might not be in their best interest, you know?
Yeah, well, it always comes down to, whatever the political advisors are telling their employer what needs to happen, and if they don't do this, they'll lose their vote at the next whatever, and that comes into it's just I think everything's been gamified. And the last, 5 to 6 years with COVID has made people very insular and very protective.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually, the point, I'm making it very badly, is in terms of you start switching off your empathy and the other things that kind of flow from that, society invariably comes worse. And invariably coming into selfishness, and I'm not saying, open your house to a stranger. No, I'm not going that analogy. I'm talking about... just kind of switching off and not trying to make a difference in terms of your local neighbourhood becomes a battleground. yeah. is the actual, you know, end point of this. And I think we still have some time, whatever, to stop this. And there's been, you know, Victoria's been a laboratory for these sort of, you know, for road interventions for decades. And it's like the last 20 years we've kind of given up a bit, except for, you know, some few bits and pieces. And like I was talking in the intro today about the 30 speed yeah. zoning thing. What would you like to see, though, in terms for streets like Moreland Road?
Okay. So many things.
Oh, so many things. Go for it. You've got I'll give you 3 minutes and off you go.
Well, you know, first of all, actual protected bike lanes. So this is a holistic approach. It's not just one thing that's going to work. So actual protected bike lanes, 100%. Road features that actually force drivers to slow down. So not just speed humps, but I'm talking about chicanes as well. That actually force cars to slow down. Reducing the speed limits, 100%. Actually monitoring drivers if they're speeding. But the biggest change that needs to happen is education culture, so driver education, mandatory testing. And the number one biggest thing is how parents and adults talk about cyclists around their children. Because it starts from a young age. If you start teaching kids negative language or views around cyclists, it carries into adulthood. So that's the number one thing. We need to start educating children about cyclists and speaking about cyclists in a positive way, because it's time to actually humanize cyclists instead of seeing them as something that's competing for space on the road.
Mm. Yeah, and it's kind of sort of like the rise of like the insular sort of thing from, you know.
Exactly.
And also the rise of cringe culture, where you can just like, you know, completely write off something without even engaging properly. You know, everyone's looking for the quickest hot, you know, hot take. And yeah. it's a way of not engaging properly. And invariably people do themselves, you know, a real disservice by engaging in that. Okay, everyone likes a good joke.
Yeah.
But the punching down is what we've got to stop, or
yeah.
have a bit more, 100%. A bit more kind of understanding of where that leads. It leads to just, you know, more broadly than just being able to walk and ride your neighbourhood, just a culture full of antagonism.
Exactly. Yeah, I absolutely agree with what you just said, 100%.
But on a positive note, I'll let you know this too, because I'm running out of time here, but Critical Mass is coming up on Thursday, the 25th of September. We're going to go out on the day before the public holiday. So just going to get it out there next fortnight or so. It's a Thursday because of the grand final. So you've been an active participant. Alex, you reckon you could make
sure.
this one?
I'll definitely make it. I love Critical Mass. Critical Mass is amazing. Everyone should come. Come with any bike you have. Come with your children. Come with your friend. Come with your partner. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, so 5:30 p.m.-ish at the State Library Forecourt in the CBD. I do believe they're heading slightly north.
Okay.
I don't know if going quite up to Moreland Road, because that's a bit of a stretch. we could commandeer a train carriage, but no, that wouldn't be a good idea at peak time. But, yes, Thursday, 25th of September.
Yes, I will definitely see you there.
Okay, well, Alex, thank you so much for making time today, and Angelica as well, and putting up with kind of like me having to switch between the calls.
All good. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you enjoy your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Living with arthritis can bring tough questions. How do I manage the pain? What treatments work? Will it ever get better? It can feel overwhelming. That's why the Arthritis Info Line is here to help. It's a toll-free service with trained staff who understand arthritis and can provide answers, support and resources. If you're living with arthritis or caring for someone who is, call 1-800-011-041 or visit arthritisaustralia.com.au/infoline. You don't have to face it alone.
A 3CR supporter.
And that's all we've got today on Yarra Bicycle Users Group Radio and 3CR Radical Radio. Don't forget that we're all, us announcers, are volunteers, and 3CR needs your donations or support. So go to 3cr.org.au and look for the subscribe, donate or fundraiser options. I should have the podcast up relatively shortly. Afterwards, I think we've got Black Block.
Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, you're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.